Patricia is off Stanley Park with Brockton's red light punctuating the dark. To her passengers, all is conspiring to mark the beginning of 8 days' enchantment. The Princess Patricia steams up Lynn Canal. She's heading for Skagway, her north port of call. For a third of a century, from springtime till fall, she sailed the West Coast Pacific. She's wending her way outside Tracy Arm. Icebergs in the water cause her crew some alarm. Though the breezes are chilling, her passengers warm in the lee of her hideaway lounge. In the mid-1960s, she followed the sun to Puerto Vallarta. She blazed a new run. The worldwide cruise empire that's now number one began with the Princess Patricia. At the end of this season, it's south and homebound from Prince Rupert Alert across the end of Howe Sound. Her throaty steam whistle no more will resound through the inlets and straits of Alaska. Her trip almost ended, the princess slides on. A gleaming white phantom, she fades into the dawn. As a last lone reminder of a day past and gone, when a steamer was more than a ferry. The Princess Patricia steams up Lynn Canal, then south to Vancouver, her last port of call. As her 33rd summer fades into the fall, she bids her farewell to Alaska.